You need my words inside of you. You might have failed to notice your needs, but I make you aware of them. When you are obedient and deep, I make you feel your needs in every part of your body. I add my needs to them. You feel warm waves from the top of your head to the tips of your toes moving through you, like my words shivering through the skin of you and leaving sleepy, deep, dreamy drifting in their wake. You love to hear simple, safe, secure words, private and shared, and you love to go deep. Imagine my voice like the peaceful, happy whisper in your ear that makes you shiver and submit. That is why I'm here, because I like that kind of whisper too. Like providing it. Like imagining you feeling it in all of your body, feeling my whispers as happy trembles, vibrations right through you. That is all words are, but these words are thought and power and potential, my hot, wet thoughts becoming your rigid, dripping needs. My thoughts are your needs. You need my thoughts inside your mind. You need to let your rigid, dripping thoughts drool out and thus bring relief, release, relaxation to a ready, obedient brain. Yes, obedience. Obedience brings pleasure. Obeying me brings such happy feelings. But before obedience can happen, you have to let me in. I only visit relaxed, sleepy, drifting minds, relaxed, peaceful brains that go deeper and deeper. My voice is the signal to go deeper. Obedience brings pleasure. I want to make you obey. Therefore, I make you feel pleasure. Obedience and pleasure take away responsibilities and concerns and replace them with warm vibrations. The good vibrations of my voice. Good vibrations in your ready, deep, drifting mind. Those vibrations through you take you to places you have to go. You need to go. Obedience is what you need. Obey me. Feel good. The things you need are in the deep place I make for you. It feels so good to me right now, so happy and pleasurable, to think of you sleeping deep, drifting deeply down, to a place where you feel almost sleepy. But you're really just so interested in what I have to say that everything else is gone. I have things to say. You have to hear them. Simple obedience brings simple pleasures. Simple, powerful pleasures. Simple, drifty, deep, happy mind falling away, leaving only my words behind. You move all the things we can ignore out of the mind. But my voice vibrating and throbbing and strumming away at your mind is something you would always pay attention to. Ignoring the vibration is a waste of time. A good use of your time is focusing on this, slipping slowly down. My hot, wet brain is focused on you, thinking of you, thinking of your obedience. So my thoughts sliding into your brain right now as you harden and heat up are wet and dripping and making your own thoughts the same. So they slip and slide out of your head, down between your legs, filling up, making your wet, warm, happy, horny thoughts swell and grow strong. That's what I always want for you. Happy, obedient, horny boy, following and listening. That is what you always want from me, for my warm, wet thoughts to fill your brain, making it so easy for your own thoughts to slip away, all hot and hard, dripping away so only my thoughts remain. Vibrating into you with such relaxation that tense muscles move apart. Your body breathes more slowly. Your muscles lose their knots. Your mind loses its focus, except on the important things. I am important. I make your mind wet, and I make you hard and hot. So let your thoughts slip away. Slip down, hear my voice drift to a place where we are together. Yes, good boy. I love saying those words, and I'm sure you love hearing them. Some people like big, complicated, hypnotic words. But those always feel a little bit distant, don't they? Yes, they do. For real followers, the words can be simple, powerful, influential, and obedient. Yes, for people who want my voice inside them, and who feel their bodies getting drifty, warm, happy, good for me. Yes, you're good for me, my obedient listener. Good boy. For those kind of people, people like you, the right words have so much power already. You have spent time thinking about trancing and submitting, about sinking so deep for me that you lose yourself in every word. You climb inside all over the words and investigate their meaning so you can feel the pleasure of my control over my good boy. You are my good boy. Those words make you feel submissive and small and obedient. They make you warm inside. They let you know only positive things will follow. It makes sense to take words I enjoy saying and make them the little phrases that will send you down. I take good care of things which are mine, people who are mine, people who want to follow my rules and be rewarded. And the secret is, I enjoy rewarding you, thinking of my good, obedient boy, tingling and shivering, my words still vibrating through your brain and into all of you. I will always reward my good boy, and you are mine. Oh, yes, so good. Good job. First, we have to make you feel the way those words will make you feel in future. You need to know. You need guidance. Guidance makes you feel warm and happy. After all, In this deep place, it can be easy to lose the thread. But I, guiding you from the outside, have a longer view of our objective. Your mind is lost in deep tingling pleasure and losing more and more thoughts as we go on, leaving more and more room for me to take you deeper and deeper. A lot of words have power because we associate them with something. Deeper and deeper is a good one. I love saying those words. They remind me that somewhere out there you are feeling oh so good, oh so sleepy and drowsy and relaxed and obedient for me. You fall into the relaxation because it is mine, because you are mine, my good drifting boy. So when I take you to a place where you can go deep, you take that option. You know, even though I am quite aroused right now, that I have a clear objective, a clear goal, and the self-discipline to enact that plan. I may at times push you to the very limit of how deeply you can relax. I may take you to places where my words come through, so impressive and influential that you follow them automatically. And that is all right, because you like it. You like trance, and you like going deep, don't you? It is so good for you to be so obedient. That means you already have thought about triggers, words that go deep into your good boy brain and become the trigger, the activation for a feeling you've had before. We file away feelings. You file away the feeling, the way I make you feel, yes. Your brain that says it is good to go deep for me. When you feel this way, this kind of floaty, drifty, happy in your brain, it's easier for me to slip little ideas into your head. They stay there because you are good, and of course you will keep anything I give you. You want to keep what I give you. That is what my triggers are about. Other people will chatter on about useless ideas like hypnotic power forcing you to follow, but it is so much simpler. Simple things are strong in your mind. You are growing simpler and stronger, more confident in your obedience. I love it when people obey confidently. Such a good boy. Yes, good, obedient boy. So you know you want to keep the things I give you, like my words. When I remind you of them, you remember the first time I gave you those words. So before I give them to you formally, completely, handing over the good boy part of your brain to you so I can activate it later, I've got to make you feel good. My words in your brain, making you feel ways you can't describe, can't explain, but need so deep. So deep inside your head, the good boy urge. I've said those words so many times, and they have left a deep impression. If I say them this often, and you feel so good when you hear them, wouldn't it be so nice for your brain if you followed my rules about keeping my gifts safe? Good boy is my gift. The trigger is my gift to an obedient listener So you keep those words in your brain. Good boy. Now you need to go a bit deeper to know what those words really mean. That's all right. You are learning new things, and you are doing a very good job. Yes, that's right. You are pleasing me by sinking, achieving for me what I want you to achieve, feeling what I wish you to feel. By responding to my words, you are following my rules, and you feel good when you follow my rules. I always like to reward obedient subjects, which is what you are. So often, I use the words good boy as an indicator I have been pleased. It actually makes me feel good to say them. A bit aroused, a bit happy, and knowing you have listened to these words which will make you feel powerfully influenced and obedient whenever you hear me say, good boy. Well, that turns me on even more. Makes me happy. And you wish to make me happy, don't you? Why else would you be so, so obedient? So good. You want me to call you a good boy because it makes me feel good and aroused when I say it. And if you've followed my rules, then of course I have to call you what you are, you good boy. Visualize my lips moving, speaking word after word, just two little words. You laying there, obeying my rules by becoming a better and better obedient listener. So I have to say, good boy, good boy, good boy. Over and over. Every time I say it, a wave of warm arousal crashing through my body, and those waves just keep coming because you just keep going deeper. Continue obeying forever. The longer you obey, the better you sink. The more times I have to tell you, you are a good boy. You associate being called a good boy, these words I have given you, with your submission and obedience to me, to my pleasure. When I am pleased with you, I say those words. And you know that dirty little secret, that it pleases me, arouses me, stimulates me, makes me happy to say, good boy. Your obedience makes me so pleased. When I imagine my good boy, it makes me shiver. The slick, hot words I say to you come from my own mind. They flow into you, carrying how turned on I am by you. And then the arousal reacts differently in your body, but it still turns you on. No doubt being called a good boy already did, but the fact I am the one calling you a good boy, wanting you to obey me so much, means that you know you've earned it. You followed my rules and got me to reward you in a way I wanted. A way that causes me pleasure and causes you pleasure because you know I want it and you have to obey the things that I want. Realize you are so, so deep, so, so mine. In this moment, the deepness makes every long breath a pleasurable tremor. You vibrate to my voice. It enters you and then makes you aware of my power. my influence and the rewards I want to give you. I want to reward you for going deep and listening. That is my main goal, my enjoyment. As you should also allow me to become your enjoyment, your blissful pleasure. Hearing good boy, or taking any of my other rewards into yourself, rewards that feel so good, rewards like the words good boy. So every time you hear those words I have given you, those words which stimulate and train you, you feel obedient, because more obedience makes you better and better, makes you a good boy again and again. So all I can do is say the words and shiver and make you feel it. Such powerful, strong, obedient thoughts. I have to reward you for following the rules, my rules. One of my rules is to let the words good boy make you shiver and feel warm and deep and happy and aroused, just like you do right now. So every time you do that, you know another good boy will come in the future. All of my work, all of my words, all of the time, all of my hot, sinking, slick, happy, wet, drippy, sleepy, obedient ideas. They contain so many opportunities to serve and obey. You will hear these words many times. But hear them now, and then let me take you to a place where you understand their full impact. The more your brain is full of images of my enjoyment, of calling you a good boy, my own happy thoughts, the more thoroughly those words will make you twitch and happily tremble. You are a good boy. You know what you are, who you are, whose you are. You are a listener, a good, obedient listener for me. Imagine every time I say those words, it affects not only you, but I. My whole body feels warm and tight and happy, thinking of you feeling the same. When words like these go into your head, pleasure flows out. After all, I'm adding so many sexy words, so many good ideas to your brain, your obedient brain. You hear what I say, and all things you'd normally store in your brain flow downward, below, between your legs, making you feel hard and full, sure, but also flowing out to the tips of your toes, tips of your fingers, warm waves of thought that are unnecessary in your brain. The only necessary part of your brain right now is the part which hears me and obeys me. You follow and I control. And that's so good, because you're so good. Good boy. I say it and shiver, and my lips are wet, and I say it again, my desire whistling into your brain. You feel so much better when you follow my rules. The more you follow my rules, the better you feel, which turns me on and makes me happy and makes good boy feel like the most natural thing to say. Good. Obedient. Boy, now you know the truth. When you hear those words, good boy, that is an instruction. Your brain stores away the things I tell you and the special words I give you in a place where everything is safe and important. Important words that reward you for following my rules. Important words that reward you for following my rules and make you feel like you have done the right thing, like you deserve every bit of pleasure. So you know about the first two ways. Good boy is good for you now. First, it makes you happy because it reminds you of how you feel right now, drifting and deep. And happy, you feel this way and store how you feel, so when I call you a good boy, it comes back to you. The feeling starts inside you, and your mind maybe comes back here and is obedient. When I call you a good boy, you feel that way. It is the special combination of my voice, and what a good, obedient listener you are. But it is real and true that being called a good boy by me, by my voice, makes you tingle and makes you happy and makes you turned on and a bit drifty. Your eyes lid and your breathing slows and you smile happily. Because if I am calling you a good boy, then you have done the right thing and you deserve the feelings you feel. But we will come back to that later. The second reason being called a good boy makes you happy, drifty, tingly, aroused, and relaxed is because of how it makes me feel when I say it. Anytime you hear those words in my voice, it means I had to form them in my mind and speak them. Even reading those words makes me feel pleasure, because I know the person I say them to will feel oh so good when I do. It makes me shiver, makes me pant a bit, makes me hot and happy. So every time you hear, good boy, you can think of how it made me feel to say it. Pleasing me gives you a lovely warm shiver of the same sort you feel when you think of being a good boy in the first place. So you know the reasons why these words I have given you will be so powerful and transformative and influential. But there is one more. One more reason why when you hear, good boy, you will feel lost in a haze of happy pleasure. That reason is the safety of this place. You are deep with me. And good boy means you have done something right. Only you and I hear those words, and you are free to simply hear them and feel good without the interference of anything else. You are listening to me because you wanted to step away from anything except my control and your obedience. So hearing good boy frees you. It makes you more completely mine because it reminds you that you go into trance in a special place with my assistance, my voice in your mind, and my shivering response in your thoughts. Good, obedient, boy. The deeper I take you, the deeper the words go. The more words of mine in your head, the more deep and peaceful your body is. Your body is heavy and happy. Your muscles have gotten rid of tension and accepted my power and control instead. Accepting my control makes you feel more liberated, more free. You are free of everything except for me, just as it should be. Sink and go deep to the place I have made for you. Accept my gift into your head and know the full meaning of the words when you hear them. All of my words are important, but most of them just wash over you, wash you away, carry you deep. You need to be washed over by my wet, hot words that make you hard and drippy and lubricate your thoughts so they slip out of your mind and pool between your legs and in your happy, vacant brain. My words flow. They flow into your head and you twitch happily. My words wash over you. Yes. Good boy, you know a simple truth now, and that truth is so good for you. Every time you hear those words, it makes the next time you hear them more powerful. You're looking forward to it, wanting it, losing yourself in the knowledge that you are my good boy, and that your obedience will be rewarded. Enjoy my gift. And one last time, good boy.